While the legislature's process has been slowed due to the chemical leak, one office down in the basement of the Capitol continues its function of keeping the public informed, as its director, Drew Ross, explains.
We're essentially called the Office of Public Information or Legislative Information. We're staffed with two full-time writers, two per diem writers during session, and this year we have two interns. They help us help the members because the Capitol Press Corps has been getting smaller and smaller every year, and some of the newspapers around the state don't have the resources to send reporters to the Capitol. We go ahead and help send basic information.
The office serves other functions such as housing older legislative archives, taking photos of events, and helping legislators from all parties produce informative releases for their constituents. One of the main functions is keeping the website updated so that information is readily available for those unable to make it to Charleston for the day-to-day activities. Josh Tice, the web and graphic designer for the office, makes sure the website is ready every day so that the public can follow along with the legislative process from the beginning, right along with the legislators.
In recent years, we've added streaming audio. That's one of our most popular links and something that's helped us connect to the public. We have audio for both chambers and for all major committee rooms. Bill status is where we have all of our bills. You know, we get about 2,000 bills introduced every single year, and we have legislation from 1993 through the current year. So we have over two decades worth of bills and corresponding, you know, information and content.
The bill status page allows visitors to track the process of legislation from introduction to committees and finally the vote on the floor. However, the website is not just for political experts. In fact, as Tice explains, one of the most popular pages is a simple breakdown of the legislative process.
One of our most popular pages, if you do a Google search for us, is how a bill becomes law. This is almost the default how a bill becomes law for the entire world. And this is the one people go to learn how a bill becomes law. It's very, very basic. It's only a summary of the brochure that this office publishes. This page gets a lot of hits from all over the country.
While the office has vast resources and a knowledgeable staff, the workers say they are not sure if the public knows they are available. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Aaron Payne at the Capitol.